We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Hey everyone, it's Deanna Sarad, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Turn Silk way down, bring Billy all the way up.
Listening to 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis for the girls with Trinity Adair. Hello, hello, hello to all of my Monday afternoon listeners. How y'all doing? Happy Labor Day to everyone, and also happy 901 Day weekend to all of the Memphians out there. This weekend was just such a beautiful weekend, and I hope everyone just enjoyed their time and just truly made the most of it yesterday. Memphis all day, 1,000%. But I also hope everyone is just doing what it is that they want to do on this Labor Day. Day drinking or sipping whatever it is that you want to sip on, laying at home, chilling out, relaxing, not doing anything, sleeping all day. Everyone deserves it on this Labor Day. So, yeah. I know I thoroughly enjoyed myself this weekend. We'll get into all of that a little bit later, but today I've got a special guest joining me. Nick Black will be coming by and talking about his show coming up this weekend. So I'm so excited for that. Make sure you stay tuned and listen to that. But other than that, we're going to play some jams until he arrives today. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
You and only you can make it better.
Whatever you mean.
You and only you can make the freaking things you do.
Give to me.
And I'm so into you. And that's forever and ever.
All my life's been waiting for you.
My love's been waiting for you, baby.
My life, my heart's been waiting too.
laughing now. And I'll be sure to be the only queen you will crown. And boy, I hope you're being upfront, 'cause how you say you in love when you treat me like a drug.
So can't nobody catch me slipping. And don't call me on FaceTime, I be barely texting. Try to love her for myself, I'ma send me a message. Nah, please don't hit my line if all you got to do is lie. It don't matter, I ain't gon' check, I'ma be busy flexing. Bounce your shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today, yo. I ain't stressing today. Bounce.
You negative, well, I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today, yo. I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Peace and love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today, yeah. Hold up. I ain't stressing today.
One more time.
I ain't stressing today. Yeah, I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Hey, hold up, hold up. Why you mad at everybody out there? Did you hug yourself today?
Bounce.
Yo, I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo, yo. You got somebody who getting on your nerves, trying to ruin your day. Say what you tell her. Yo, I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo,
this y'all need to get ready to hear the unbelievable, indescribable Vanessa Hudgens, Baby V.
Baby, come back.
Every day I try to play another game, but my heart can't take it. I try to find another boy, but all the your friends laughing it up as you pretend to have a good time. I know, cause I'm living the same life. So one of us has got to say we can't keep living this same way. So I'll be the one. Yeah, I'll say it
in the bed.
Baby, come back to me. In my heart I still believe we were meant to be together. So whatever it takes, after all, I just couldn't take it. Cause if your play was to push me away, you know that day my heart you'd break it. I know I made a mistake. Can't you stop your foolish pride and come back to me? Let's try
it again. Baby, come back to me.
In my heart I still believe we were meant to be together, so whatever it takes. Baby V, and I can see that you think about me. So why do you act like you don't care? Like all this love between us isn't there. I know that you're upset, I know I did you wrong. I know that you want me to pay for all the pain I've caused. But in the end it all comes down to just one thing, it's you and me. So I sing,
baby,
support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from Duncan Williams Asset Management, specializing in financial management for individual investors, businesses, nonprofits, and foundations. More information at dwassetmgmt.com.
Support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo session series, comes from Bill Street Caravan. Long-running roots music radio show, Bill Street Caravan is syndicated globally with outlets in Canada, the UK, Australia, and more. Produced steps away from WYXR right here in Memphis. Co-hosted by me, Jarrett J.B. Boyd, with Memphis Music Maven and Soulsville Foundation CEO, Pat Mitchell World. Each episode brings fans near and far up close to the Bluff City's live music scene. Broadcasted every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR. More information at BillStreetCaravan.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting the Memphis Songwriter Series hosted by Mark Eggers Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. The season begins Thursday, September 12th, with J.B. Harrell, Victoria Dowdy, and Raneem Imam. More information at orpheum-memphis.com/hc-presents.
You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 of MWYXR Memphis. I am here with a very, very special guest. He's not just my mentor and teacher, songwriting professor at the University of Memphis, but he's also a very well-renowned, well-loved singer, songwriter, creator, performer here in Memphis, Tennessee. Nick Black.
And apparently also, like you, a fan of Sex and the City.
Yes!
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, 901 weekend day. Yeah.
Did you see all the videos from yesterday with Glow and like...
Bruh.
Dude, Big Boogie. It looked nuts.
Insane in the city. Like, so what did your 901 day look like?
Oh, I mean, it was super, super low key. Like, really? It was, oh, dude, it's Sunday. Like Sunday for That's me has true. Always been the like, you know, if you're going to church, you go to church. But then like after, you know, yeah, it's super low key. So it was so funny for me to be seeing all these videos of like Ladia Yates and Big Boogie out on this stage downtown with this insanely huge like crowd of people, and I was like, why am I sitting on the couch right now? No, dude, I'm missing out.
It looked like 4th of July on Bill Street yesterday. Like, it looked like it was insane.
It was, I was crazy.
Very proud of the city.
Me too, man. It was like everybody came out except me apparently and supported. I was, you know, like I support from the comments and DMs and everything, but like, yeah, it was beautiful. It looked beautiful. Like 1,000%. People were just out there being themselves. It was
literally awesome. Like going to church is, that's such a real thing though. Yesterday, my day started at 5 a.m. because of church. It did not end until midnight. Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
It was an action-packed day yesterday.
So, but you, I thought you were saying the church service went from that to midnight. I was like, that's too much.
No, absolutely not.
That's...
No, church, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Till 11:30.
Yeah.
Took a break.
Yeah.
Had to eat.
Yeah. Nap?
Nope.
Second service.
Not even a nap.
Not even a nap.
Rail Garden? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Rail Garden, downtown.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Chill.
Insomnia.
Then
the house.
I wasn't expecting insomnia.
Of course.
I wasn't expecting insomnia.
It was a lit day yesterday.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. But moving on.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna call Trinity out because she put a post up on Instagram that was, I know I'm here to like promote stuff, but like I just want to talk to you. So like she put up a post on Instagram that had the Sex and the City theme song. Uh-huh. And I was like, nobody that like doesn't know Sex and the City is gonna understand this reference. Like it's a banging song, but it's an instrumental. And I have to tell you, Trinity, this was like 2 months ago. I turned on Sex and the City as my wife is like falling asleep on the couch, you know, like it was gonna be this thing. And I was like, ha ha ha, Sex and the City, your favorite show, you can't watch it. I swear to God, I watched a whole season sitting there from like 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. The show is incredible.
It's so good. It is such a, it's just an American classic, honestly.
It really is.
And it's just one of those things, as a young woman coming of age, you got to watch it at different points in your life. You relate to different characters. I refer to all of my friends as different characters in Sex and the City.
So 1,000%. I have to ask you the question. Who are you? Are you a Samantha? Are you a Carrie?
We talked about this weekend. It was me, Megan, it was me and all the girly pops. I personally think I am a good mix between Miranda and Charlotte. I was born to be Charlotte, but I'm forced to be Miranda. That's what I say.
Okay.
Born to be that hopeless, romantic, rich girl, you know, living in my Upper East Side Manhattan apartment, but I'm forced to be the realist and a bit of a pessimist, but deep down I'm like actually very optimal.
Y'all, For the Girls is so real today. It's so real today.
This is not at all what we planned to talk about.
This is what I actually wanted to talk about, because I feel like there's people that can relate to what's happening to me right now. Like, I turned the show on being like, this show is 25 years old. There's no way. And it's still the outfits aren't relevant at all. But some of them are. Don't. She is disgusted at me.
That.
No, some of them are. But the guys' outfits, they're like the boxy suits and the like weird haircuts and everything. Like, trust me. Some of that stuff doesn't need to come back. But I have discovered that I am a mix of Carrie and Samantha. That's who I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Should we discuss further?
No.
Okay.
Let's talk about music.
That's fine. Yeah, that's totally fine. So, you've had a very successful, very productive summer this summer, and I'm so proud of you. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, just what you've been doing music-wise, gig-wise, touring, coming up, like all of that.
The last time I was here, it was promoting my single Future Me's Problem, and you know, that was sort of the beginning of this whole thing, but I ended up playing the Shell, ended up going on tour for a while, playing a bunch of shows in the Southeast, and now we're preparing for this full album release that I'm putting on. We rented out the Halloran Center next to the Orpheum. It's the biggest theater that I've ever played where I was solely responsible for getting people into the seats. Like, nice. It's a different thing, and I have to, like, sort of check myself because, you know, I played the Shell. There's, you know, 3,000 people at the Shell. It's a free show. It's outside, and people come to the Shell regardless, right?
Right.
This was a really big risk to be like, we're going to rent out this building, and if nobody shows up, then I'm just going to realize what I was the whole time, you know? But no, we're 85% sold week of the show, so like I'm absolutely stoked. Trinity's going to be there, and you know, yeah. I guess I'll get the plug out of the way. Like if you're in Memphis, and I hope you are, and listening to WYXR and listening to For the Girls, but go to nickblackmusic.com, get yourself a ticket to the show. We're going to be releasing my album, The Mad Album, which comes out Friday. We've got vinyl pre-sales online. If you listen to vinyl, go get that. nickblackmusic.com/NBShop. I know all of my links by heart. How sad is that?
That's not sad at all. That's called being an independent artist and making things happen for yourself 1,000%. So, yeah, you mentioned vinyl.
Yes.
That is so exciting. Talk to us about what that's looking like for you.
I've wanted to do this for at least 5 years, like pre-COVID, streaming on Twitch and everything. Like, this was something I've always wanted to do. But because the vinyl industry, all right, my teacher's going to come out for a second. Because the vinyl industry had a resurgence during the early 2010s, people wanting to get back to, you know, a physical medium, all the vinyl shops that produced the vinyl were like a year behind. So if you wanted to have a vinyl in time for your release at all, you had to have your album done about a year in advance, get it to them. And then there's maybe not even a chance. Maybe a bigger artist would come along and be like, and the shop would be like, well, we're going to put them in front of you, Nick. And like, so I ended up waiting this whole time, waiting and waiting and waiting. And now everything is kind of evened out now. And it's like, it was time. So we got some funding from Music Export Memphis. Yes. And we were able to fund this beautiful, beautiful album that is designed. The album artwork's designed by Ian Baker. And me and my co-writer, co-producer, best friend, James Bennett, made the whole album. And Trinity's voice is on it.
I'm so excited for that song to come out. No, me and Tavante, we were in the car. He was listening to the track so he could prepare for your show. And I was not in a good mood. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, and you heard yourself?
Dank attitude. We were in the car. And then I heard it. And I was like, wait, turn it up. Because that's me. Yeah, it's just some really fun content on this album, and I'm just so proud of you. I'm so excited. Thank you. Also, shout out to Music Export Memphis for just being a hub of and a resource to independent artists here in Memphis. Y'all are amazing, and we're just so happy, and we're so proud that, Nick, you're able to do all these wonderful and amazing things.
I wish, like, just to go off the Music Export Memphis tip for a second, like, I wish that other cities had this resource, like, having a small group of advocates who are like, we're going to raise money so that you can pay for things and not be so hit so hard financially by paying the insane amount of money that it costs to be an independent artist these days.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know right now I'm dressed for the pool. Like, I know I look like I'm about to be in the Hamptons, but no, I'm about to be at a public pool in Orange Mound. Like, this is, that's my vibe. So
yeah. I got you. Yeah. I remember Elizabeth, she came by to Jeff Coran's music business class that I was in a couple of semesters ago. And she was just talking about how in other cities, and even in Memphis, people talk about that there's no infrastructure for, you know, the music scene here in Memphis. And it's just like, I don't know if that's really true. There really are people fighting for the musicians here. And it may not be on a super large scale, but it's growing. And it's something that's just, I don't know, it's just a great foundation that we're rebuilding here in the city.
I totally agree. And I am not ashamed to say Well, I am ashamed to say that I was one of the people who was touting the like lack of business infrastructure, you mm-hmm. know, like music business infrastructure for anybody that's listening. Like, you know, in LA and New York and Atlanta and Nashville, you've got the agents and you've got the labels mm-hmm. and you've got the distributors. They're all based out of these cities. Memphis is, you know, is a tourism focused city, you know, mm-hmm. and that's amazing that we have this bustling industry. But it is, you know, it makes it harder for newer artists to do things. So yeah. you really have to get educated, and you know, that's also a tough thing in the city. Like, you know, folks yeah. don't want to be told they don't know how to do something. So mm. like, you know, when it comes down to the resources that are available, you got to look for them, yeah. but oh my God, they are there. Like the resources totally are there, the infrastructure's there. Like you just gotta get off your couch, man. Get out of bed. Go out.
Yeah, that's why I say like education is so, it's just such a blessing and a resource. I feel like I wouldn't have been able to have as many experiences as I've had if I didn't, you know, grab hold on those resources that you and Jeff and Alandis and so many other people were just putting us onto just because we're students and y'all care. So
it's such a weird thing. Yeah. Like, I, you know, my goal in life has gone from, you know, being this, you know, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a superstar. Like I saw the Backstreet Boys when I was like 9 and mm. it blew my mind. I was like, this is what I want. Everybody else was enjoying mm-hmm. the show. And there was me, little 9-year-old kid being like, everybody. Yeah. Okay. I want that. I want that type of lighting. And I want this all, you know, all this stuff, but it's changed, man. You get older and your goals change. And so like, if I can get somebody up on my shoulders as short as I am, like get somebody up on my shoulders, to help them get to the next level. That's what I'm going to do, man. Like good. I'm going to do the stuff that I want. But at the end of the day, like it's folks like you, Trinity, that are like, you know, the future of the city. So
stop it right
now. It's true. It's totally, totally true.
Well, thank you. Speaking of being a superstar, you've got your guitar with you today.
I do. I've been holding it this whole time.
Yeah, like a baby. Do you want to sing some music for us today?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a song called Cried My Heart Out. And it's a breakup song. It really, really is. Aww. So, yeah. There's no good way to do this. I felt it for a while. And if I'm being honest, I think I was in denial. When I added up our good days, they would barely make a week. Getting over you, 'cause you've always been over me. Why say goodbye? You barely said hello. Time for you to let me go. Why would you cry? Your tears are wasted now, 'cause you already cried my heart out. You cried my heart out. I knew from the beginning you were always playing games, and I thought that I was different, but you treated me the same. When I added up our bad days, I went straight to therapy. Doctor said it'd be nice of you to see less of me. Why say goodbye? You barely said hello. Time for you to let me go. Why would you cry? Your tears are wasted now, 'cause you already cried my heart out. You cried my heart. Why say goodbye?
You barely said hello. Time for you to let me go. Why would you cry? Your tears are wasted now. You already cried my heart out. You cried my heart out. You already cried my heart out. Cried my heart out.
Yes. La
la la.
That was so good. You just listened to Cried My Heart Out by Nick Black. I'm so happy you did that song, honestly. Why? Because
we were all happy and everything, and then I came in and did a breakup song.
But this album, and I've had the privilege to be able to hear other tracks on the album, I feel like it's talking about real life things that just everyday human beings go through. And so in the process of just getting all the songs together and choosing which songs to put on this project, like, what did that look like for you?
Well, you were a part of it because I did the scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And that includes serving food at Macaroni Grill. But I had a party where I got some, you know, close music folks and non-music folks together after we had finished sort of writing and getting the songs to where we thought people would be able to see where we were coming from, you know?
Mm.
And they weren't by any means done, but we got a big party together and, you know, it got some food and some drink. And we were like, all right, we're going to play the whole album front to back for all of you. And I want you to tell me honestly what you think. And it was so funny because as an entertainer, you know this, Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a group of people together, the more people are in the room, the younger the collective mentality goes. So, like, if you've got 100 people in front of you, they're going to have a collect, like, you can't ask them complicated questions, you know? But when you have a group of like 20 or so people together and they're like listening to each other, you get some really good conversations. The funny thing that happened, though, was about the second song into the album, everybody realized that I wasn't going to give any excuses. Like, if somebody said, I don't like that song, I would just look at them and go, all right, we'd move on. Something happened to all of you. And about the second or third song, you realized you could go in on me. And it's funny because we have this on video. Everybody tore it apart. No, and especially that song, like the recording, I'll never forget. Shane and Jay, I love you so much. You're one of my greatest friends in the Memphis music industry. She said, have you ever had your heart broken, Nick? And I said, yeah, of course. And she said, it doesn't sound like it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God. Mm. I was like, what's that meme? Emotional damage.
Yes.
Like, I was, yeah, I at a certain point, I turned to my co-host and my best friend, James, and I was like, I don't think we should have done this. And he was like, dude, we're halfway through. There's mm-hmm. no turning back now.
Nope.
And by the end of the night, everybody was laughing and crying and like, we realized we'd done something really cool.
It was beautiful. And it's
a journey.
Yes, it's a journey. It takes us through so much. So talk to us about what we can look forward to for your show coming up this Friday, September 6th.
Shenanigans. I mean, I've got special guests. I'm going to be, you know, if you've seen me walking around town in the mattress suit, that may appear. There's going to be bananas. There's going to be, you know, lots of music, lots of giveaways, cool, fun, you know, crowd stuff. The whole event is sponsored by Trigon Sports, who was kind enough to come in and give us, you know, a big contribution so that we could put this on and give some free tickets away to students at the university. So we're giving away, you know, a big block of tickets to students at the university. And I will also be giving away two free tickets on my Instagram at Nick Black Music on Wednesday. So make sure you follow me at Nick Black Music. I'll be giving away two free tickets to the show that is this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at the Halloran Center next to the Orpheum. It'll be really easy to enter.
Wow. I'm so excited. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Okay. You know, when we were planning the show initially, James was like, you sure you don't want to do just like a smaller room or something like that? And I was like, no. And he goes, he was like, why? And I was like, because I think that we can do this. I have faith in us. And like, I also, you like, I want to, you know, prove to myself that I can do this. Like, take a big risk, take a huge swing. I've never done that before. Like, you know, you go out on the road and everything, and like everything's planned and all that. But as far as like one show, I've never taken a big swing like this. So the fact that people are coming out and buying tickets and the show is, you know, already like selling, it's selling great. I'm like over the moon about it. Good. So yeah, thank you, Memphis.
You should be. Well, yes, thank you, Memphis. And thank you, Nick Black, for coming by to the station, to WXR, and just sharing your music and having a fun conversation with me. You could be anywhere
on this Labor Day,
but you came here.
You are very welcome, Miranda/Charlotte.
Miranda/Charlotte, yep. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep the music going. Again, everyone, this is Nick Black. You can go to his Instagram at Nick Black Music for more information and stay up to date with him on what it is he's doing. We're going to get back into the music. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by sound. Thank you.
not like these girls on the loose. I'll put up with you, babe. There's some things I won't take. Baby, don't feed me false. Yeah, that turns me off. If I ask, would you say, wanna be the last girl to be your place?
Directions when people say that's okay, they don't bother me. I'm ready. ready to make it. Don't care what the weather, don't care about no trouble. Got myself together. I feel the kind of protection that's all around me.
I'm bossy, I'm the one y'all love to hate.
are listening to Photo Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR in Memphis. Coming by just to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed today's show. I definitely enjoyed it. Thanks again to Nick Black for stopping by and sharing your music with us. If you enjoyed today's interview, you can go to WYXR.org, go to our archive shows, and I'm going to be right there when you look for my face. Happy Labor Day to everyone. I hope everyone enjoys their day. I hope you all get to do what it is that you want to do. Just the Taste is coming on right after me with Stephanie Avivi, so definitely make sure to listen to that. Stay tuned. I know they've got some great music coming up. So, yes, enjoy your day. Love you guys so much. Have a great and a wonderful week. You're listening to Photo Girls with Trinity Adair. Mwah. Love you, Memphis. The money making players up in Harlem. Don't want no problems. We gon' keep it poppin' while the 808 is jumpin'. Diamonds on my neck, got diamonds on my crown. Diamonds on my neck, got diamonds on my crown. I'm bossy, I'm the first girl to scream on a track. I switched up the beat of the drum. That's right, I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right, I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm. I'm bossy, I'm the one y'all love to hate. I'm the chick that's raised the stakes. Young stunner, he should switch to eight. I'm back with an 808, cause I'm bossy. It's about time that she get with me. Can't stop staring, she's fine and she's pretty. Damn girl, don't hurt him. If you don't bag back, you gon' work him. Put your Mac down, I know your background. What you want, girl, you getting that now. That's how you do it, huh? Well, I'm the coolest one. The bad back in the back, bring him to the front. Tell that man you's a boss. Make some noise, raise your hand if you's a boss. I don't think he understands you's a boss. Get some help if he can, cause he lost it. Ain't no refunds, she spent the cash, man. In your Benz with her friends in the fast lane, flossing. He said, how much it cost me? About $1 million, player. She's bossing.